companies themselves to determine if they can meet current air and water pollution reporting requirements. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler denied the allegation, saying the agency, quote, remains open for business. Francis Collins, the scientist and physician who directs the National Institutes of Health, has been awarded the Templeton Prize. NPR's Tom Gelton says the prize honors those especially scientists who tackle issues of spirituality.
Sir John Templeton, a philanthropist, established his prize to highlight the power of the sciences to explore the deepest questions of the universe and humankind's place and purpose within it. Past honorees include Mother Teresa, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and the Dalai Lama. Francis Collins, who directed the Human Genome Project, was awarded the prize for his argument that religious faith and scientific inquiry can go together. In a statement, Collins said, "The complexity of human biology constantly creates in me a sense of awe." The Templeton Prize is one of the world's largest individual awards, valued at 1.1 million British pounds. Tom Gelton, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices continue to move higher today following stocks up. Oil rose $1.53 a barrel to end the session at $33.49 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fidelity Wealth Management, where advisors work with their clients to develop flexible investment strategies that can evolve as their needs change. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.